Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon. Ray's my name. JP's over there.
Right here. Hi.
And look, it's tech correspondent extraordinaire, the one and only Jess Kelly.
She's extraordinary.
She's extraordinary.
I really am.
I love the E's on your high. They're extraordinary.
Thanks.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm trying to just say, like, was that a dig or was that
genuine? You were out. You and JP were out at the weekend.
We were.
Sickened. Thanks for the invite.
Good night
you
and Friday.
Come you if you were invited.
You were in Galway.
You could have invited me and I could have said no.
You'd left. You'd leave us on red for about 6 days going, oh, sorry, can I ask you a question? What have you?
Textbook Ray Foley there.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Sorry.
What do you think of the show so far? Do you think it's great?
Yeah, I loved being dropped earlier for Jesus. That was great for my morale.
I mean, when you've got Jesus. When there's not many guests.
Well, I'm the tech Jesus, though. I'm the tech Jesus.
That's a good guess.
Hang on. Let's call him back. Hang on. We'll see. Do you have any scenes you want to...
Not on national radio, no.
Okay.
Thanks, though.
Hello, my child.
And there we go. Tech Jesus is back on the line again.
I'm Tech Jesus.
No, Tech Jesus. No, you're Tech Jesus.
AI Swiss Jesus.
AI... Sorry, you're AI Swiss. She's Tech Jesus and you're AI Swiss. You're AI Tech... You're AI Swiss Jesus. Sorry,
how is any of this allowed on the radio?
Yes, I am an AI Swiss Jesus.
So Jess is here, AI Swiss Jesus, and she's going to tell all of... her sins on the air this afternoon for us, and
you'll want to free up your schedule for this AI Swiss Jesus.
We're going to glance beneath the CD underbelly of News Talk's technology correspondent. So I swear, in your own time then, Jess, I suppose.
Hello there, a Swiss AI Jesus.
Where
here
you go, Jess?
I'm here to listen now. Hello, your microphone.
Hi.
No, I can see that you are connected, but your microphone isn't working.
Jess.
Okay.
Hello. Yes, it looks... No, well, you are... If you take your mic off mute, and
Jess.
Your camera seems to be covered as well.
This is literally stressing me out. What is happening and how do I make it stop?
If you could just enable the video and the sound... Is the sound card working on your laptop? Oh, for Swiss AI, Jesus sake. This is ridiculous.
I think he's getting a bit...
Wow.
And the irony, of course, you're a technology correspondent and you're...
I wouldn't have had that issue, but you're the one who's running the desk and you weren't doing it properly. So
no,
technically,
it's
you're
my fault. It's not my fault.
I don't have a fader.
She's there on her laptop. What is that? That's like a Surface or something. Surface laptop, and she's not able to get it working. That's kind of embarrassing.
Sorry. There's nothing else. I'm really swamped here. I have to go. It's been lovely chatting to you, but I'm dealing with the sins of the world over here.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, thanks so much, AI Jesus. Good to talk to you.
Jeez.
Say good. Go in peace. Oh, and Ray?
Yes, AI Jesus.
Love the show.
Hey, still good the second time. Still good.
Wasn't it?
So, are we talking about AI today, or...
I'm so shocked by not being able to do something right. I don't not do things right.
It was I think it's fine. I think he did get a bit shirty there in the end, didn't he?
Jesus forgives everyone.
Yeah, that's it, you see.
Yep.
Jesus will absolve you.
Yeah, but I don't forgive the two of you. That's the bigger issue. Jesus is right.
Exactly, yeah. I Swiss AI Jesus. Do you want to talk about... Well, this is a big week in terms of sales and Black Friday. Mm. And are they real deals or... is it all just marketing to make us spend more money than we can afford?
There's a bit of column A and a bit of column B.
Right.
For sure, it is a fantastic marketing ploy. If you walk into any tech store, if you go onto any website, you'll see flashy black stickers, flashy red stickers, flashy yellow stickers promising you great deals. But as my mother tells me all the time, it's only a bargain if you need it.
If you need it.
There's no point in buying stuff just to have it. And I've now reached my 35th year on this earth, so I now say that to people, with genuine sincerity, don't be going out and buying junk for the sake of it. If you're not going to use it, and if you wouldn't pay it at full price, don't buy it at the discount price.
I love that. And you know, it's such wise words from someone who gets free tech all year round.
Such a judgy wagon wheel. This is my job.
All year round. And then she comes in here. She comes in here then on Black Friday week and says, guys, you don't need to buy it. She's coming. She's got a phone a week. Free phone a week.
It's been a great year.
Headphones and laptops and LG, not LG necessarily, all types of flat screen tellies.
Open to all brands.
All brands.
Any time of the week.
But listen, guys, Black
you
Friday
don't
week.
Spend your little pennies now. It's
oh,
okay.
My God.
No, come here. Look, it's genuine. I think if you aren't bothered about getting the latest and greatest, so say if you wanted a new TV for your home.
Well, you've got that Google Pixel, that phone.
Yes.
And the last generation of that.
Which is the 8.
Is on deals at the moment, yeah. I've spotted, and they're phenomenal. Like,
they
this
incredible.
Isn't an ad, by the way, but like, it's just, it goes to show if you're happy enough to buy last year's model, you could do quite well.
Yeah, and one thing, as someone who does genuinely play with all this stuff for a living, there's not a massive leap between last year's models across phones, laptops, TVs. A lot of it is notions that the naked eye can't pick up.
Okay.
So if you're going to buy a TV and you want one that's in the sale and it's last year's model, I guarantee you, if you spent 2 hours in a shop with last year's model on the left and this year's model on the right, your eye wouldn't pick it up. You wouldn't see the difference. So if you're willing to take...
Tell your man that. He gets obsessed. It's in his head.
About what?
He knows it's not this year's model.
I know it's old.
He knows it doesn't have the flicker or the hertz or the QLED or whatever it is.
Do you know what any of those things mean, though, John?
Not
So I think if you're not notions about that, also it's a great time to buy kitchen bits and pieces.
Oh really? Like what?
Well, like an air fryer. You can get great deals on air fryers, and I love an air fryer. Like, you're obsessed with an air fryer. But you can get, now I have the Notions Ninja one with the two drawers on it. But for someone like JP, who perhaps doesn't need two drawers.
Sad and lonely.
He's really sad and lonely to like heat up his meals for one. Rather than doing it in the microwave, he wants to treat himself. He could do it in a single-sized air fryer. The Philips one, you can get it for like £50 now.
Yeah.
And they're still good.
Because that second drawer, Jess, really, that'd be...
Well, that's for your partner, your significant other.
That's it. But like in JP's case,
someone.
It'd probably be like... rodents living in a family of rodents.
I just batch cook porridge on a Sunday for the week. Yeah. That's me
your
done.
Overnight oats.
Yeah, that's me done.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You just
thanks for thinking of me at this time of year.
Yep. Because it's a tough time of year when you're on your own, isn't it?
It's
you
tough
can cook your little
there,
chicken
yeah,
like dinner on, because you won't be doing a turkey on Christmas Day. It'd be a waste to do a turkey
just
on Christmas
leg.
Day.
Just
a leg.
Yeah.
Can I mention Keepa or Camel? Do you use either of them?
No.
This is a price comparison. You can set it. Keepa works with eBay and Amazon and a bunch of others. Basically, what it is it shows you. You can put it as an extension on your browser, and then it'll pop up if you are shopping. And by the way, you shouldn't only shop on Amazon. But if there's a thing you've spotted on Amazon, you're like, that looks like a good deal. I wonder, is it? It'll show you on a graph,
yeah,
the price highs and lows of it ever on the site.
And that's something that's really, really important, because a lot of shops have gotten better at this, both online and in store in the last wee while. They will tell you that, you know, this TV was at this price from, say, June to September, and now it's at this price. But definitely shop around. Also, don't trust that a deal is a deal just because it has a sticker on it. Last year, when I think I was talking to you, I found a pair of headphones that were on sale with a yellow sticker, and there was a €60 saving. And then I looked in another store and there was an €80 saving. So just even within the sales, don't be afraid to shop around. But just please don't be buying junk for the sake of it.
I fall for it all the time.
You
like, Jakers, that's brilliant. But then the thing I do with that Keepa thing particularly is like, you can see, all right, okay, so it has never been this low. Because there's plenty of things that it's like, it's actually been lower than this sale price before. So you can rest assured it's going to get down that low again, and it might not necessarily be on Black Friday or Black Friday week. But then there are other times that it's like, this has never been this low before, so this is the best deal it has ever been on the graph that it'll show you.
Yeah.
The other thing that Camel, you can do a search for them. Camel, the word camel 3 times. Mm-hmm. Or Keepa, K-E-E-P-A. And you can put in a tracker on it. So to go, right, it has been as low as €25 before and it's currently at 36. Put it in a tracker and go, send me an email or an alert. The next time it gets to 25 or lower, send me an email and I'll jump on and get it then. But you can't trust necessarily, like you say, that it is a good deal. But that's why it's worth checking.
It is.
Plenty of stores, brick and mortar stores as well, will do a match. So if you get a good price online, you can go, I can get it for a good price there, and they'll match it.
Yeah,
so worth doing it, and worth spending money in brick and mortar shops, because people need jobs to go to, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to actually get in the car, go to the job and, you know, work and make a living and pay their mortgages. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Because there seems to be a lather about this, which is frankly ridiculous. We did this with Threads. We all got excited about Threads like a year ago.
Mastodon or whatever that other one was called.
Sorry, what?
Mastodon.
How often a day? Oh, Mastodon.
Mastodon.
Right, okay.
You're such children.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know what? We ring him back.
You need to see AI Swiss
Jesus. I'm a serious journalist. Sorry. I work for News Talk.
It's ringing. It's ringing. Someone's got a confession to make, actually.
Yeah, 1 second. Hello, my child.
Hi, Swiss Jesus. Yeah, we're here with Jess. She's got something to tell you in terms of her personal, I don't know, what would you call it? Kind of a habit, personal habit, habits? Or
something like that. Yeah.
Okay, say one Hail Mary and two Our Fathers. Hit like and subscribe, and please leave a 5-star rating on Trustpilot. Go in peace, my child.
All right, okay, you got away with that. That's good. Thanks for the confession.
I'm so confused.
Blue Sky is a thing.
Yeah.
Where it's the new Twitter. Everyone's getting very excited. I've left Twitter. Yeah. I did all this. I did all this with Threads. And I've gone to Blue Sky, and it's so much nicer over there.
A much nicer vibe. The vibes are great.
And everyone's so polite to each other, and everyone's so lovely.
Yeah.
Is this just not, are we buying this?
We are for the moment. Okay. They only have around 20 million users, so put that in the context of what X has, which is millions. So at the moment, the reason there's such a buzz about it is because Elon Musk has been so involved with President-elect Trump in the wake of the presidential election. People have shimmied across from Twitter/X to Blue Sky. They've seen around 1 million members per day signing up in the aftermath of the election. A lot of people, as you said, are very much enjoying their departing words on Twitter and then posting about it on Instagram that they've gone to Blue Sky and now they're on Blue Sky. It's different to Twitter in that there's no ads. They're saying that they're going to keep it ad-free. So if you are against ads, there's that. There's also more curated lists. So the content moderation side of things remains to be seen as to how exactly that will work if and when more people continue to shimmy across. But for the moment, like if you need an extra platform.
I joined it years ago and I just have never used it. I have an account and all somewhere.
You're such a trendsetter, Ray.
This is the thing. I've never used it. Much like my Twitter. It's just crickets over there.
But you know what's driving me wild now at the moment is people aren't sure where everyone is. And so I like look at all the apps for work and you see someone post an unfunny joke on Twitter and then they're posting the same unfunny joke on Blue Sky and then they're posting a screenshot of the same unfunny joke on their Instagram. So you're seeing the same unfunny joke everywhere and it's not funny.
Imagine the same unfunny joke again and again and again until it just loses all. Oh, actually, hang on. Could you imagine a situation where, like, it was a funny joke initially, but then the more it happens.
What's it, though?
Hello, my child.
AI Jesus.
Yes. Jesus Christ. That's me.
Jess Kelly, our very own tech Jesus. Jess Kelly, lovely to see you, babes.
I wish I could say the same.
Invite me on the next time. Ray Foley on Today FM.